Well, much like my teenage self coming out of a indie and rock guitar orientated mood, I'm trying to snap myself out of the mood I'm in by playing something a little bit more like I'd have listened to just as I got bored of indie. Rocket by Herbie Hancock, a really good tune. Sitting in the studio, Poppy's in a bit of grief this evening, but all my little plans of, well, not plans, I haven't got any plans, I'm just doing things I enjoy. But the problem is, when things I enjoy become more interesting than just a little thing I've enjoyed doing, I, you know, get my hopes up, and I don't know why I'm getting my hopes up, really, because I know I'm ill and I know it's going to take a while to recover, but I fool myself and I go into this sort of mode of denial, really. And when my problems are based on a sort of like part of my problems is completely not acknowledging stress and letting it manifest itself, in my case, in irritable bowel syndrome for 8 years. It frustrates me when I realise I'm doing it again, and this is the difficult thing about audio booing for me now, that, like, because I've started to improve and stuff and have healthy periods, and so I can boo about them, and that's all cool. But, you know, I forget that I'm really ill, and then I sink again, or something happens and I don't deal with it very well or whatever, and, you know, I don't know, I don't feel like I can express myself as openly as I would have before, because I've already said, oh yeah, I'm getting better, and I feel there's a part of me just wants to carry on getting better, and there's a part of me that wants all you lot to think I'm just getting better. There's a massive part of me wants that. And I guess that's because I've got listeners on audio boo, followers or whatever you call them, and friends on Twitter that I know listen now. And it doesn't detract from my determination to be completely honest about my thoughts and stuff, and because it's no use to me to listen back to in 10 years' time to understand what it was like in my head after my nervous breakdown when I started to improve, if I've not been honest. And on the other hand, when I go to be honest sometimes, I feel like a big emo, you know, a big, like, moany, oh, God, we all know the sort of person that just wants to moan all the time and drags everyone else down with them, and eventually, you know, you just got to make excuses. And what am I trying to say? Don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that I guess my head's all over the place this evening, but then it has been for a long time, and it's only recently in the past month that it's had periods of not being. And I think I jump on the periods of that and think I'm better, you know, and I forget that I've had a mental breakdown, and that it's, they all give me advice about, you know, how long it's going to take me to properly do it at the right pace and stuff. And, oh, I don't know. Oh, God, I really don't know how to express myself this evening. It's probably not helping it that Herbie's ripping it up in my ears. I should probably just pause that and talk. Yeah, I think it's probably time up. One sec, let me check. I've got a minute left. I don't know, really. I think I've just had a diazepam, basically. I've not had one for a while. I don't even want to talk about it. That sounds stupid on audio. But I don't want to talk about the specific subject that has got to me, because it's not dignified, you know, to do that. But yeah, I think it doesn't matter what the subject is. I think what the big significant thing is, it's difficult when you've been mentally ill, or you are mentally ill, and there's aspects of your personality that make you able to integrate well with a social society. But there's facets of your illness that mean that you're dysfunctional in that environment to an extent compared to what you'd expect of everyone. And that makes it difficult. That makes it difficult.